Be not afraid. Jesus is on the way to encounter you. Join Father Fabian Moncada every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. Also tune in Sundays at 10:30 a.m. for Be Not Afraid in Spanish. Now, hear the good news and be not afraid.
Be Not Afraid is underwritten by Associated Ophthalmologists.
Good morning, and this is Be Not Afraid. Yo no soy Padre Fabian. This is Father PJ. Father Fabian was unable to be with us this morning, so I'll be carrying us through on the series that we've been doing as a kind of blow-by-blow, step-by-step of the Holy Mass. Let's begin together in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O God, who teaches that you abide in hearts that are just and true, grant that we may be so fashioned by your grace as to become a dwelling place pleasing to you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Good morning. This is Father P.J. McManus, pastor of Christ the King on Des Moines' sunny south side on a cold winter's day. I am here with Gene Wells, who will be helping us work through together the Holy Mass. Father Fabian is not able to be with us this morning, but our prayers are certainly with him and the work that he is doing. You know, so often our priests, I get this oftentimes from kids, don't you just work on Sundays? And of course,
right.
Of course, we laugh because we're on 24/7, and things often happen that that we just can't control. So Father Fabian is attending to some very important people right now, and your priests do this all the time. When you see your priests, if they ever look harried or tired or frazzled or like they need a meal or a drink or a cup of coffee, there's a reason, and it would be very nice if you would offer such a thing to them, because life often just gets in the way. But the gospel has to be preached wherever we are, whatever we're doing. And so here on Be Not Afraid, we're continuing with a sort of step-by-step of the Holy Mass, and that seems especially appropriate during this carathon time here at Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, and the Mass includes the Eucharist, which is the source and summit of our faith, and to be able to explain what the richness of the Mass to folks that have become complacent mm-hmm. with it, it just takes on a whole new meaning. I mean, every little thing from the opening song, it just takes on this whole new meaning when you understand why we do this and where it comes from. And Iowa Catholic Radio can do that in a way that reaches so many people, not just the ones at Christ the King, but at every parish, non-Catholics, all throughout central Iowa and the world, really, because of the internet.
Sure. You know, I have several parishioners who have non-Catholic spouses or children who oftentimes will say, I'm grateful for things like Iowa Catholic Radio because this helps me understand better what's going on when mm-hmm. I come to visit or when I'm with you all.
Yeah.
The that opening prayer that I read, which means they should call 515-223-1150, Iowa Catholic Radio. We're in the midst of our carathon. The carathon is an important way that we help continue to sustain the work that we do here at Iowa Catholic Radio, and it's one of the most significant ways that you can participate in the work of Iowa Catholic Radio. It's not just that you're giving us money so we can do stuff. You give us money and you help us to do the important things that you have experienced from us and that your friends and family members have too.
Mm-hmm. 515-223-1150. One of our most popular gifts is the $30 a month. And you set it up, it comes out of your credit card or out of your checking account, whatever you prefer. It becomes an easy donation. It just comes out, you budget it. Easy on your cash flow, and it certainly helps ours. So 515-223-1150. We would love to have a whole slew of dollar-a-day gifts. But whatever amount you can contribute to support the work that we're doing is truly, truly appreciated.
The opening prayer that I said just a few moments ago was the opening prayer or collect from the Mass this last Sunday. And the reason that I did that is because as Father Fabian and I and today Gene are taking you on this step-by-step journey through the Holy Mass, today, that which we've come to is, in fact, the collect.
And why is it pronounced collect and not collect?
So you could say collect, but someone might want to try and call you is the problem.
Yeah.
So the reason is that it's coming from the Latin collectio. And the emphasis is on that first syllable because, you know, several years ago, when the translation of the Mass was revised, the name of this prayer was changed. So in previous editions in English of the Missal, this had been called the opening prayer. And they asked us to stop calling it that, because it's not actually the opening prayer. It ends the opening part of the Mass.
Right.
And so it's not an opening prayer. It's kind of a closing prayer, and it would be weird to call that an opening. The reason it's called the Collectio is because it collects the prayers, both of the people, but then also sort of the thematic elements, the main ideas that are going to hold the Mass together. So as the prayers and readings of the Mass are arranged in the Missal and the Lectionary, which are the two main books that that the Mass is celebrated from, you probably catch this semi-intuitively on your own, based on the preaching that you hear from the priest or the deacon on Sunday. But the first reading and the gospel for the Sunday Mass, those are deliberately tied together. They're arranged in a way that makes those two things go together. And the prayers of the Mass, the collect and the prayer before communion and the prayer after communion, those are set up to do the same thing. And so that prayer at the very beginning of the Mass collects all of our prayers, all the hopes and dreams and desires and worries that we come to Mass with, and it sort of encapsulates them in the context of the church's prayer for the day. So just again, listen to that prayer from this last Sunday.
No, that's when we get our missalette out, we find where the readings are. Or
you fumble around with your pocketbook.
Yes. I mean, we're supposed to actually listen
to
that prayer?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
O God, who teach us that you abide in hearts that are just and true, grant that we may be so fashioned by your grace as to become a dwelling pleasing to you. Now, the first reading this last weekend was from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, who talked about justice and truth and abiding in justice and truth, that the person who trusts in God is just and true, and that the person who trusts in men or in princes is not just and true. In fact, he's going to wither like a plant without water. The Lord likewise gave us the Beatitudes, which are sort of the job description of people that are just and true. So you see how this collect, this prayer at the start of the Mass and the readings themselves hang together. Then the prayer over the gifts and the prayer after communion, those wind up tying what happens there together with together with the celebration of the Holy Eucharist itself, so that the sort of the intention or the desire or the hope and dream, if you will, of the Mass winds up squaring with the lessons that the church is trying to teach us for the particular day and with the celebration of the Eucharist itself. These are great gifts, gifts that wouldn't be possible without your support at Holy Mass in your own parish, and especially the support that you offer to Iowa Catholic Radio. 515-223-1150. Be not afraid here with Father P.J. McManus in place of Father Fabian Moncada.
Well, we have some thanks to give out to the Christ the King folks. Your committee, it's the Diocesan Committee for Divine Mercy Sunday, a $200 gift, which thank you so much.
Thanks be to God for our friends from the Divine Mercy Committee. They do such important work. Mm-hmm. And that celebration, if you've never come, it's on Divine Mercy Sunday.
April 28th
this year. Comes, spend the whole Sunday. I mean, it's just, it's a terrific day, an opportunity for confession and Mass together with people from all over the diocese, and a true celebration of Christ's divine mercy.
Well, and Bishop Pates will be presiding at that. Again, you'd have your Sunday Mass. Does the Mass that is on Divine Mercy Sunday in the afternoon count as your Sunday?
Because it's the same Mass.
Mm-hmm.
We just do it up.
Yeah, do it up. So they have reconciliation beginning at 2, Mass at 3:30, and I would venture to guess that the chaplet is prayed at 3 o'clock.
Yeah. That's yeah. right. That's right.
The Hour of Mercy. So thank you for that $200 gift that completed the pledge, the matching funds from Craig and Diane Kloppenstein. Now we have Julia Balducci, who gave $1,000 in matching funds. And I have some other thank yous to give out that's going to take care of part of this. So from Julie Bruner, she did a $365 gift. So that brings us down quite a bit for that. Also from Christ the King. And then one of your anonymous cousins gave a $100 gift, also Christ the King. So we thank you so much, Anonymous. We really appreciate that.
My cousins are always anonymous till they want to play euchre, and then suddenly nothing's anonymous.
So we have about $530 left of the matching funds from Julia Balducci. So, you know, $2 a day gifts would wipe that out. And that's a dollar a day gift. We count that at $30 a month. It can come right out of your checking account. Of course, you can do a one-time gift. But any amount, large or small, shows your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. We are the voice of the parishes. We are the voice for the diocese. We are the voice for the things that are happening in the Catholic Church around the world. And you're going to hear the truth. You're going to hear news, but with the Catholic perspective and not a slant other than knowing that it's coming based on the Word of God.
Sure.
515-223-1150.
So the origins of this collect or that prayer at the beginning of the Mass are significant and I think are worthwhile for us thinking about as we come to Holy Mass. Probably the clearest insight that we have today into what Mass what sort of church looked like in the early church, because it's one of the most unobstructed or unchanged elements, are those petitions on Good Friday, that long
yes.
series of petitions where the deacon will say,
which as a kid you're kneel, like, how many more of these
on,
are we going to say?
And on you pray for the Pope and his mother and his brother and the Jews and the people who aren't Jews and the people who don't believe in anything and the people who don't believe in the people who don't believe in anything yet. Those are the prayers, and that's what, believe it or not, that's what the prayers of the faithful always used to look like. And it would take a very long time. So the priest would invite the people to pray that invocation, which we hear all the time. Let us pray. That's what it's about. And it's a command, really, to force the people, all right, game face, head on right. We got something to do now.
Mm-hmm.
Kneeling in common, is a way of sort of focusing our heads and our hearts. And then there's a prayer very specifically for a particular intention. So there's the prayer for the specific intention, which the deacon announces, and then there's the collectio, the collect, which the priest says, which gathers up what has already been said and what presumably the people are thinking and feeling in their hearts, and lifts them up for what is going to continue in the celebration of the Eucharist. On Good Friday, because we don't celebrate the Eucharist proper, we've retained the longer series of petitions mm-hmm. because you can kind of afford to, right? Because you're not doing the rest of it. But the reason that's important is because that collect that we say at the end of the introductory rites of the Mass is intended to do the same thing. The Greek word for collect is synaxis, which literally means a bringing together. And so it's the bringing together prayer, the bringing together the prayers that the church has in mind for us for the day and the bringing together the prayers that we have for the day. So the crappy week I had at work or my wife being upset at me or Gene looking daggers at me because I haven't raised enough money for Iowa Catholic Radio, 515-223-1150.
Well, I was wondering, is the collect in the Missalette,
yeah.
is that something that we can, you know, when we arrive at Mass
sure.
early, which is not an hour early. I mean, really, I think 10 minutes, 15 minutes allows you time to read the readings of the day, mm-hmm. to be prepared for what may be going on. And I go to Mass, since I moved to Des Moines, I go to Mass with my grandkids. And so, you know, I skim the readings mm-hmm. and I tell them, oh, this story from God is about this.
Right.
And they bring their children's Bible and mm-hmm. we try to find either the reading or an image that looks like the reading.
Sure.
So, you know, 3 and 5 year olds can go, oh, Jesus talked to the crowd this last Sunday
right.
during the Beatitudes. Well, there was Jesus talking to the
crowd.
It, that wasn't actually the Beatitude reading
no, sure,
in their
no,
little Bible.
No, but the picture got it
but,
across.
You know, I was now prepared for Scripture and they were prepared for Scripture. So when it was proclaimed, it made sense. And so to read the collect allows us to think of that as a whole.
So the missalette, of course, missalettes are just called that because they're little missiles, not the kind that you throw, but but the kind that you have. So the missal is the big red book that the priest reads from. The missalette is the little one that you have in the pew. Yeah, the collects are in there. Most missalettes are not put together in at least what I find to be very intuitive ways. So the collects, all of them, for all of them that are in that book, which is usually seasonal, are going to be before the readings ever start.
So all of them are together.
All of them are together at the front end. So the very front of the missalette typically has the introductory rite to the Mass, which is only like 2 pages, and then 4 or 5 pages of these prayers, and then the readings start. But they kind of get lost in the middle because nobody ever goes to the beginning, because everybody knows Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. And so they're not always arranged in a way that's really easy to find. But I often find that keeping that prayer, you know, one of the things the church does is that when that collect comes up on Sunday, throughout that next week, if the priest isn't celebrating, if there isn't a feast or a memorial or something that he has to celebrate, or if he isn't celebrating a votive Mass or a special Mass for a particular occasion, he continues to use that same set of prayers from Sunday throughout the week, so that that prayer becomes sort of thematic for the next 7 days. And that, again, I think can be really healthy for nourishing our spirituality and being prepared. So again, please remember 515-223-1150. Help support Iowa Catholic Radio and our Carathon as much as you possibly can. Help us collect our thoughts and prayers and hopes and dreams and hopefully a little bit of money as we prepare to bring you the best of Catholic Radio right here in Central Iowa.
Two friends is really what we'd love to have call right now. We have $530 in matching funds from Julia Balducci. Julia has agreed to give us $1,000 if we can raise $1,000. We have $530 left towards her commitment. So, again, that could be just two folks calling in with, you know, a dollar a day gift. So give us a call, 515-223-1150.
Thank you for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Hi, this is Belle Chase. Would you consider a $30 a month donation?
You can give securely online at iowacatholicradio.com, the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150.
Rock Valley Physical Therapy, dedicated to your health and well-being. Serving patient needs to making better lives, we have outstanding outpatient physical therapy, occupational hand therapy, and sports medicine rehabilitation. Rock Valley offers unprecedented one-on-one care. With 7 convenient locations in the Des Moines metro to the southwest Iowa area, we serve the entire diocese. For more information, rockvalleypt.com or 515-221-1621. Rock Valley Physical Therapy, making better lives.
Impoverished children break everyone's heart, but poverty seems like such a big problem. What can one person do to make a difference? For 17 years, Blessman International's passion has been to connect the resources of our donors with sustainable programs that impact the lives of impoverished children in South Africa. Our donors are feeding thousands of hungry children every week, providing basic water and sanitation for impoverished communities, and sharing the love of God in practical ways every day. Go to www.blessmaninternational.org and make your donation today.
Doing what is challenging because it's right. That's Blackbird Investments. In 2013, Blackbird Investments was born from the inspiration of St. Kevin. When it comes to building real estate, they look for creative solutions by forming strategic alliances, creating energy-efficient buildings, and engaging with local craftsmen. At its core, Blackbird Investments believes in giving buildings a new life. BlackbirdInvest.com. Blackbird Investments. Doing what is challenging because it's right.
Thank you, Big Red Q Quick Print, for underwriting the Sports Report. Family owned and operated since 1980, Big Red Q Quick Print is a full service print shop ready to help you with all your printing needs with speed and accuracy. Forms, manuals, brochures, letterhead, envelopes, business cards, custom invitations, design, and bindery. Big Red Q Quick Print, located across from Merle Hay Mall, online at bigredq-desmoines.com. Big Red Q Quick Print. We make printing easy.
Welcome back to Be Not Afraid here on Iowa Catholic Radio. I'm Father P.J. McManus, Master of Christ the King on Des Moines South Side, in place of Father Fabian Moncada. We're still working our way through the Holy Mass, and today we're looking at the collect of the Mass, that prayer which ends the opening rites, the initiatory rites of the Mass, the first prayers that we say when we come together. You know, we're working through here at Iowa Catholic Radio our Carathon, which is one of our major opportunities for people to come and participate in our good and holy work here. We've had several pledges over the course of the last few minutes. You want to give us a rundown again, Jean?
Well, Anonymous. Let's see. Where's Anonymous? Anonymous was $100 from Christ the King. Julie Bruner gave a $365 gift. And the Diocesan Committee for Divine Mercy Sunday gave a $200 gift.
Right.
So
and you know,
we are so grateful for all of those.
So Julie is, of course, one of the main kind of movers and shakers on that Divine Mercy Committee. We're very grateful for their work, both in putting on the Divine Mercy Sunday, but also they do all kinds of other things. They send spiritual bouquets to the seminarians. They're very kind to the priests. Julie and her husband Sewell are diehard Christ the King people for whom I personally am very grateful. They're the kind of people that when they stop you and tell you that they're praying for you, you know they're not just being nice.
Yeah.
They actually mean it when they say it.
You aren't on the list of, and I pray this Hail Mary for everyone else that I said I would pray for, but I can't remember by name.
Right, the spiritual insurance policy. Yeah, yeah. That's not what's going on. So we're grateful for that. Oh, and it looks like something new came in.
We do. We have a $25 gift. Thank you so much to Craig and Debbie from St. Teresa's. $25. It becomes $50 with the matching funds from Julia Balducci. So that gets us down. We just need $500 of calls to come in. So two $250 gifts, $1,500.
You can get us there, gang. You can get us there.
You got 8 minutes before we go to the rosary.
And what better to get us there than Our Lady herself?
Yes.
Another thing to say here about the Collect of the Mass, that prayer which ends the opening rites. So the Collect, of course, is that sort of the prayer itself, the, oh God, do this good stuff for us because we need it.
And then, gee, I don't remember that version.
And then the end always ends with a set formula, which is some variation on, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
I say it's some variation on it because occasionally the way that the prayer is phrased or the way that it's framed is very occasionally is not directed to God the Father. Sometimes it's directed to Jesus himself. But also just because the way the grammar works, sometimes Jesus has just been mentioned and you don't want to do it twice, like in three words kind of thing. But that formula is important, and it's important that that's the formula for the prayer at the very beginning of Mass, and then the two other sort of collects, I'm putting that in snare quotes, the prayer over the gifts right before the Eucharistic prayer begins, then the prayer after communion, end with a simple through Christ our Lord. There are two reasons for this. Having the longer ending for the one at the beginning highlights its importance. It's doing a different kind of thing than the other prayers are. It's really collecting all that we've brought to Mass, and it happens at the very beginning to help us put aside all earthly cares and really focus our heads and our hearts on what we've come to do. It also ends with that longer, more formulaic conclusion, because that is both a prayer of petition, a prayer asking God for something, as well as a doxology or a prayer of praise. So by asking something through our Lord Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, we are giving honor and glory to the Blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's a sort of implicit prayer of praise because of the way that you're making the prayer. And that's the reason that the prayer looks that way and sounds that way. And when we do that, we wind up professing the faith. So it winds up being itself a sort of miniature creed. 515-223-1150, Iowa Catholic Radio. We're coming up on another break here, but we really want to invite you, if you haven't ever given before, whether it's $5 or $5,000, every little bit helps the important work that we do here at Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 KWKY.
Thank you for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Hi, this is Diane Reinhart. Would you consider a $30 a month donation?
You can give securely online at iowacatholicradio.com, the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150.
Thank you to Confluence Brewing Company for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Confluence Brewing Company, brewed locally and featuring regular, seasonal, and limited release beers available in their tap room and at local stores, bars, and restaurants. Confluence has a beer garden for you, your family, and friends to enjoy. Confluence Brewing Company is located at 1235 Thomas Beck Road off the bike trail south of Grays Lake and online at confluencebrewing.com. Confluence Brewing Company, where good things come together, ingredients, ideas, and friends.
Hi, this is Marty McDonald with McDonald Imaging Solutions. It has been my joy to support Iowa Catholic Radio's new event tents and the Pope on a Stick fan used at the Iowa State Fair. McDonald Imaging Solutions is a family-owned business with thousands of promotional items to choose from. We do custom labels, printing, branded apparel, and we provide all kinds of promotional products. I personally help any business, big or small, to build their brand with corporate apparel and promo items. McDonald Imaging Solutions, building brands, attracting new customers. Online, McDonaldImagingSolutions.com.
CTO provides tuition assistance for Catholic school students. This coming year, many more families will qualify for aid, particularly middle-income families who now need extra support to cover the rising costs of Catholic education, which means we need your help more than ever for our kids, for families, and to empower some of the best schools in Iowa. Want to help? Please donate online at ctoiowa.org. Let's do this for the kids and their future.
Thank you, Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte, for underwriting Catholic Women Now. As an authorized independent agent, Cindy's team can provide health insurance options from Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa. Cindy Schulte at 1315 50th Street in West Des Moines or on the web at cindyschulte.com. 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. Products available at Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Welcome back to Be Not Afraid here on Iowa Catholic Radio with me, Father P.J. McManus, Pastor of Christ the King on Des Moines Southside, in place of Father Fabian Moncada, Pastor of Our Lady of the Americas. I'm here with Gene Wells, and we have been plugging along all half hour trying to raise as much money as we can here for the Carathon, Iowa Catholic Radio. If you love the work that we do here at Iowa Catholic Radio, please give us a call at 515-223-1150. That's 515-223-1150. Thank you so much to Debbie and Craig, to Julie Bruner, to the Divine Mercy Committee, who have all been very generous in their pledges this hour. And let's take a moment now to pray for those who have given and those who have yet to give, for all of us who receive great good from the work of those here at Iowa Catholic Radio. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, God, be good to those who give us of their time, talent, and treasure, and help us to be good and grateful to them. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Be not afraid. Jesus is on the way to encounter you. Join Father Fabian Moncada every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. Also tune in Sundays at 10:30 a.m. for Be Not Afraid in Spanish. So go forward and be not afraid.
Be Not Afraid is underwritten by Associated Ophthalmologists.